From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Air Check, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Vicki Gregor.
And I'm Jeff Beery.
Today on 91.5 KRCC and Air Check, we invite the sounds of CC radio station general manager Mimi Norton to pick a favorite new tune for our music roundtable discussion. And we invite Inea Lujan, formerly of the Haunted Wind Chimes and In Plains, to play a couple of solo songs and talk with Jeff about his musical journey. So as we usually do on every episode of Air Check, we sit around the round table here at the studios at KRCC, and we talk about songs that are in our head that we just can't get rid of. It's an earworm that we just love having drilling through our brain.
Mm-hmm.
Today we have another wonderful guest from the community. And this guest, Mimi Norton, is the general manager of the SOC, and that's the Sounds of Colorado College. So she runs the radio station over there.
Welcome, Mimi.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
How was your break?
It was lovely. Spent a lot of time in Atlanta with my family.
All right. Family time.
Mm-hmm.
Little respite from between blocks.
Right.
Yeah.
A good break from the fast-paced schedule.
All right, so I want to start by asking you, Jeff Beery, what is the song, what is the record that has captured your imagination this early in 2020?
Well, the band that I've chosen is pretty well established at this point. A couple of brothers who were actually born and raised up in Boulder. This is the new release from the Wood Brothers. It's called Kingdom in My Mind, and this tune is Don't Think About My Death.
There's a bottle on the table. There's a fire in the glass.
What I like about the Wood Brothers is you can't really categorize them. I think they normally go into the Americana section of our library, but is it funk? Is it country? Is it, what the hell is it? And that's what I love about these guys, is it's just interesting to listen to.
You know, I agree with that. Actually, on my notes, and you were not copying, I can say this with a clear conviction, I wrote the exact same thing. You cannot define the Wood Brothers, so when it's time to put them up in our new release rack, I'm like, where do I put this CD? And I love that about them, because it's everything all at once. It could be in the blues section. It could be, you know, Chris Wood from the Wood Brothers, Mineski Martin and Wood. It could go funk jazz. So very cool. And glorious. That's a glorious sound.
Yeah. What do you think, Mimi?
Yeah, I'm not super familiar with the Wood Brothers, but I'm loving the song, and the guitar that really drives the song is really awesome to listen
that,
to.
That thing that come back to, like, yeah.
Totally.
I like that. Yeah. So is it something a new millennial would listen to, do you think?
Yeah, most definitely.
Would you categorize yourself as a new millennial or Gen Z? What the hell are you, Mimi?
I walk the line between the two, let's say.
But it's something that you'd listen to.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, good.
You're talking about the really GM nice. Of a radio station,
that's right.
Though. So
she's obligated
she's,
to.
Yeah,
she has to.
I'm ready to hear it all. Yeah.
She's forced to like music. That is the definition
the
of a music director. You're
right.
Forced to like music.
All right.
Yeah, good pick, and brand spanking new, Jeff.
The Wood Brothers. I also like that they were born and raised in Boulder.
Oh.
Kind of a Colorado claim to fame.
And you always like when siblings get along.
Right.
It's a warm
when they can play
glow.
Nice. Yeah.
It's a warm feeling.
All right, Vicki, your turn. What have you brought to the musical roundtable?
Well, this was an easy pick because these are two different groups of people that are so talented. The idea of them coming together is a dream come true. This is Krungbin and Leon Bridges and the song Texas Sun. You know, you're strolling through Texas. You're just taking this walk with Leon Bridges. Here's Krungbin laying down that incredible psych, soul, funk, dubby.
Yeah.
That magic that they do. It's a trio, and they make this amazing sound. And then you've got Leon Bridges, who's harkening back to, you know, Sam Cooke.
Yeah.
Sam Cooke, 50s, 60s stuff. And just taking a walk through Texas with the both of them, you know.
I really like it.
Yeah, it's just got a nice pace to it, and they found each other. What a great thing. It's called the Texas Sun EP, so I look forward to what they fill
Do you
that
know
out
if
with.
Leon will be on more tracks, or is it just this one sort of featured?
No, it's a together project.
Oh, nice. I like it.
I was really surprised and impressed by this collaboration. Super good song. But I know Leon Bridges is a native of Fort Worth, and Krungbin kind of is more reminiscent of like psychedelic southwestern, more.
There's the marriage.
Deserty.
Yeah.
Sounding songs,
right.
Yeah. So it's a really unique, and awesome collaboration.
So both Texas artists.
I think they are Houston.
Okay.
So they're Houston based, and I think they did find each other in the area. So it's like. Texas music.
Oh,
it can
I love
sound
it.
A lot of different ways, and here's another one of those ways.
Too bad it's only going to be an EP.
Could be a long EP, Jeff. You know, anymore, some EPs are 23, 25 minutes long, and some full-length records are 29.
Right.
So we're starting to kind of shift that all out.
Right. Texas Sun, Krungbin, and Leon Bridges. That's a great collaboration. Nice pick, Vicki.
Thank you.
All right, Mimi, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm bringing you this next song. It's a single from Denver duo Tennis, and they've been making music for about 10 years now, but they have another upcoming album to be released on February 14th. But this song is Need Your Love by Tennis.
Future.
big change of tempo there.
Yeah, I was.
That was cool.
I don't think Tennis has done that much before in their songs, and it's nice because they have a pretty distinct style. But yeah, this new single was really interesting and reminds me kind of Foxygen or some other bands who are famous for awesome tempo changes. But they kind of go back and forth between the intro and the chorus throughout the song. Love her voice and like the tight drumming at the beginning
really
hooked me in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, full of surprises, this. That kind of thick sounding.
Yeah, that cadence was very specific, and then wow.
And then she comes in with her beautiful vocals, and then that tempo change mid-song.
Yeah.
I like it.
She's got that great voice, too. That reminds me of some of the singers from the 80s I really liked. And actually, I've thought about this before. The things I always enjoyed about Gwen Stefani back in the day, when she was first doing No Doubt stuff, there was something about her voice that got your attention immediately, and I feel the same way about her.
It's a nice love song. It's a love song.
Mm-hmm. And Tennis is a husband and wife duo in real life. So.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Well, it's good to know there's love there.
Right. Her vocals drive most of their songs, but really impressive and reminds me of more summertime, kind of retro. Yeah.
Good pick, Mimi.
Colorado. Thanks.
Yeah, I think they met in school somewhere in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of exciting that we can be presenting some solid Colorado musicians on our show here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. Whether it's local or regional, and now, a lot dropping into the national scene. I mean, look, we have Devotchka opened a lot of doors, especially with the soundtrack to Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah.
That really kind of got the spotlight. Gregory Alan Isaacoff out of Boulder.
The Night Sweats now, calling Colorado home.
Yeah, Nathaniel Rateliff.
Thanks for bringing that in.
Mm-hmm. My pleasure.
What's going on in your life? You're managing the SOC?
Yeah, managing the school's radio station. So we're completely student-run, and we only broadcast online. But this year we have over 50 DJs.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And we have every time slot filled with new shows from weekdays from 5 p.m. until midnight. And then the weekends are more sporadic, so we just have pre-programmed stuff that we broadcast. But it's been a great thing to be a part of this year. And I'm just a sophomore, so looking forward to continue maybe junior and senior year.
When you have 50-odd people that want to DJ and you're trying to build a station out of that, it's like herding cats. And you're not only managing all that and making sure that there's always something on air, and you've really managed to hammer out a sound on the SOC. It's because people like you do it.
Way back in the day, I think CC was partnered with KRCC, but the SOC only started in 2008. So we don't have our roots in the era of CDs and mixtapes necessarily, but it's nice that there's still a lot of student interest and support for just making a community of music listeners and lovers who can, have the ability to broadcast on campus.
And what's the website?
So it's sites.coloradocollege.edu/thesocc.
Okay. We're going to link to that
on
our website.
Okay.
So that people can tune in and
awesome. That would be great.
See what kind of shenanigans you kids are up to.
Yeah.
Point of interest, going back to one of the originators of Aircheck, our beloved Jake Brunell.
He was a station manager.
He came to KRCC from the SOC, and, look what happened to him.
Yeah. Award-winning Jake Brunell.
Wow.
Yeah. Mimi, thanks for coming in. I hope you're with us for a while. You say you're a sophomore. Got a couple years to grind you to a nub.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Ainea Lujan has a long and successful history of playing, recording, and producing music here in Colorado. He and his band, The Haunted Wind Chimes, recorded 6 albums and played on stage during a Prairie Home Companion back in 2011. In 2013, Ainea formed the band In Plains with his partner, Desi Garcia, and recorded yet another album along with a handful of singles. At present, Ainea is performing solo after his split with Desi, and he dropped into the KRCC studios recently to play a couple songs and speak with Jeff.
Hello, friends. My name is Ainea Lujan, and I'm going to play my song, Phases, for you. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you, girl. I never meant to make you cry. I don't wanna lie to you, but wanna say goodbye to you. I think you know the reason why I'm going through some changes. The war inside me rages, wrapped up inside these faces. I'm lost inside the mazes. Inside the pages.
Inea, this is my most favorite Inea today.
there's a few out on Instagram now, so I'm very happy to hear that.
What has inspired the transition that you've gone through here? I mean, I knew you as kind of a rootsy folk Americana musician.
Sure.
with the haunted wind chimes, and this is a totally different sound. This is a 180 from that, don't you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, in my journey, it makes sense. You know, there's two answers to that question. The first answer is I spent about 10 years per genre, it seems like. Obviously, there's overlap there. I'm not that old, people. But, you know, when I was 16, I fell pretty heavily into the punk rock scene in Pueblo, uh-huh. which I spent 10 years developing in that scene. And that was my first real family outside of my own family that kind of showed me the importance of community and also just DIY ethics, which has been kind of a foundation for everything uh-huh. that I've done. I chased the root of punk rock because punk rock, at least towards the end of me, that being like my primary focus, I started to see these worlds sort of merge, and those worlds were transient life, train hopping culture. So I actually met a fellow Colorado Springs cat named Bobby Joe Grubb, and he was he caught a train from Colorado Springs down to Pueblo, and we were all drinking under a bridge together. And I was really fascinated with these transient types, you know, wearing overalls and just like hopping trains. And that seemed to be right in alignment with some books I was reading, which is, you know, I mean, at least from my generation, you can't get too far along in life without reading On the Road by Jack Kerouac.
Right,
so
right.
These seemed like characters right out of that book. And they also were really into a little bit more of like this anti-folk sort of movement, bands like Against Me, and so that was pushing me more in an acoustic direction, and it also kind of, I chased that line back to the likes of Woody Guthrie and Leadbelly, and went on my own traveling experience when I was 22 years old hitchhiking, and that is what kind of turned into the folk music that was the foundation of the Haunted Wind Chimes. And then again, there's another little overlap of me sort of being nostalgic for the music that I grew up on, which was soul, a lot of soul, rock and roll, mm-hmm. Beatles, Otis Redding. So that kind of overlapped with what would eventually become In Plains, and that was kind of that whole vibe.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Something I failed to mention, something that was kind of happening under the surface of all this, is I borrowed a micro Korg from a good buddy of mine named Mikey Sims, and this was probably around 2007, so right when the chimes were getting started.
A micro
Korg is just a little tiny synth. It's a pretty,
okay.
It's a pretty industry standard sort of keyboard.
All right.
And it inspired this project that kind of never really made it to the public, so to speak, but it was called DJ Flonays. It basically inspired a hip-hop project.
Uh-huh.
I was kind of taking that old-school approach to sampling, but you can't release that stuff unless you have lots of money to buy the licensing
right,
for
right.
it. So we kind of did it old-school. We just kind of, we gave it away for free and kind of did it as a mixtape. So there was this little side project called DJ Flonays, and there is kind of like an alternate universe, like I think of Back to the Future, how they split off and create an alternate universe where DJ Flonays kind of becomes Echo Brain, is the project that I'm kind of working on right now. So that's answer number one. The second answer is, you know, I recently separated from my partner of 12 years, and that was kind of the foundation of the chimes of In Plains, and that inspired a lot of the material, and also just kind of inspired me to do a whole overhaul of who I am and kind of get into that soul-searching mode and find joy and happiness in songwriting mm-hmm. again. That was for me.
Yeah.
So that would be the other reason to get in this music.
So Phases was very poignant. And that reflective of what's happened?
100%.
With you and Desi?
Yeah, and I think it's not just me and Desi. It has a lot to do with all of my relationships. It has a lot to do with the way I kind of showed up in early life and realizing that, you know, I started a lot of things as a young man.
Yeah.
And, you know, I started this whole, like, I started putting my music in front of people in a live way when I was 16 years old. You know, I met Desi when I was 22 years old. And, you know, so basically Phases is me kind of coming to terms that these old ways, they kind of need to make a transition, and yeah. I need to make a transition. I kind of need to make a transition into adulthood of learning how to take care of myself. So Phases is in a sense a mourning of my past life. It's in a sense just like kind of recognizing and honoring, like, wow, it's really sad. It's a bummer that this is coming to an end. But it's also hopeful in the sense that I'm becoming the person that I want to be in right. the world, and I'm becoming a man.
It's a beautiful song, I got to tell you.
Thank you.
I can identify. I'm sure that's what makes it so beautiful is people can identify.
Well, I think in a good song, I believe there's healing for everybody. But I think that it doesn't come from writing a song for your generation or writing a song for people. It comes from really digging deep and finding out what is healing for you. And I've noticed that those are the songs that people really connect with, are the ones that feel the most genuine. I didn't write that song for anybody else but me.
So that song, Phases, started very much as a personal experience, and then you open it up to the public.
Yeah.
What is that like? Are you anxious about that?
That's such a great question. What I've realized about sharing my music is that that's the final stage of music creation for me. It's not something that I benefit from going into writing a song. So when I'm writing a song, me thinking about the audience and where it's going to end up is doing a huge disservice to the creation of it.
Huh.
So for me, when I write a song, the best thing I can do is to clear my mind and to write something that I feel good about. That feels good to me.
Yeah.
And in the sharing process, if I roll that in too early in the process, my creativity gets scared away because it is vulnerable. And there does become this insecurity of like, oh, what are people going to think? Are people going to like this? It's your baby. It's your creation.
Yeah.
So the best thing I've discovered about myself as an aging musician and somebody who's done it for long enough is realizing the different hats that I wear and realizing that it's not good to put on the business hat ever when you're being the artist.
Right.
And it's vice versa. You know what I mean? You have to, when you're out there being a businessman, you can't have your artist hat on because your artist is always going to get their feelings hurt.
Their baby's going to be critiqued.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So for me, it's really about a balance of understanding the hats you wear, for one, and realizing where those hats are applicable.
This is really the first time I've ever seen you perform solo. Is it the first time you've gone public with a solo act?
You know what?
Have I missed that phase of your life?
Or? You know what? It feels like it, Jeff. This feels like brand new, and I think it is. I can call it something new because there's so much intention that I'm putting into it.
Yeah.
This is something I'm pouring myself into, and I'm rehearsing, and I'm thinking about how it sounds, how it looks, how it's. You know, I definitely have a different hat on right now in this process because I'm thinking about the presentation.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I feel like a brand new artist. I am treating this as if it's a brand new thing, and it feels very much like it is.
So you broke your teeth in the analog age.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And here I see you today in the KRCC studios with a digital setup. I was expecting to see you come in with your guitar, which that's what I've seen you do.
Sure.
Is that a blessing or is it a curse? How do you compare the two?
It's exciting, and I think things can be exciting and scary at the same time.
Yeah.
Because there is a learning curve. And, you know, and I was so anti-electronics for the longest time. I didn't even use guitar pedals for like the first 10 years of playing music because I thought if you weren't just plugging straight into the amp that you were a poser. You know what I mean? So I've had a very slow sort of romance with electronics,
right.
And now I've completely embraced it because I've realized the only thing it's really done for me is open up a world of possibilities to where I think differently. I didn't write a single song that had a foundation of a guitar in it. You know, it was all synth and keyboard-based. And to me, that just makes me think of songwriting differently. It's just a different tool in the belt.
I got to say, I admire your ability to change.
Change is not only inevitable, but when I fully embrace it, it gives me vitality. It gives me, like, when I'm truly present and I'm not assuming anything that's going to happen in my life, that feels like living to me.
Yeah.
And everything that feels routine and feels like I'm repeating myself feels like death. It feels like death. It feels like depression. It feels like trudging through the mud. And it takes a long time for something to get to that point. But once you've gotten to that point, you have to, at least let me speak for myself, I have to really reexamine what it is that I'm doing that's making me feel that way, you know?
Zen master musician, Aine Aluan.
I'm trying.
Can you speak for just a moment to this project that you're involved in called Hi, How Are You?
Yeah,
it was done
absolutely
in memory of Daniel Johnston. Is that right?
That's right. Well, no, actually, the foundation was founded while Daniel Johnston was still alive.
Oh, okay.
And so it is a foundation that its mission is to educate people on mental health and also to create an environment to where people with mental health issues can seek help and to have a community. I kind of got involved with them on a whim. I was very inspired. I had read a Rolling Stone article about the Frightened Rabbit singer Scott Hutchinson and his passing away, and it was from suicide. And you know, it was like, oh man, we lost another one to suicide. And I felt inspired to write a song. It was actually the first single that I released in 2019. It's a song called I'm Away. It was inspired by some of his final tweets. And I chose not to make it a PSA about suicide, but I chose to take the perspective of the person who's affected, who's afflicted. Mm-hmm. Take the perspective of the person who gets so lowly that offing themselves seems like the only option. So that's kind of the perspective I took in the songwriting. I tried to embody that because I've been that low, and I've contemplated those things. I've struggled with depression and anxiety my entire life. My mom is bipolar. My dad has PTSD. So mental illness is nothing I'm a stranger to, but the conversation surrounding mental illness has always been a bit taboo. It's always been, there's a lot of shame involved.
Oh, yeah.
And so foundations like Hi, How Are You are organizations that really do their part to get rid of the stigma, do their part to reduce the shame surrounding mental illness, and just have a conversation.
Talk about it.
So I didn't have any formal meeting with the Hi, How Are You Foundation. I reached out to one of the founders and said, hey, I have this song, and this is what it's about, and I would love to contribute some of the earnings from it to the Hi, How Are You Foundation.
Oh, that's
and
so
they
cool.
loved that, and they were just very supportive, and they follow me on Instagram. They like a lot of my posts, and so it's like, it's really cool. So I've kind of formed like an informal relationship with them, but there's obvious support there, and so that song, I'm Away, you know, when you buy that on Spotify or Bandcamp, there is a portion of that does go to support the Hi, How Are You Foundation.
You've been pretty prolific here this last summer, fall, with your singles. You're releasing a couple more here this spring.
Yeah.
Then you're going to have an EP, then a full length.
Yeah.
And touring.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are the dates that we can expect some of this stuff to drop?
I'm a numbers guy, and I'm also, you know, I'm very into tarot and astrology. So anytime I look at my calendar, I think in terms of equinoxes and summer solstices. And so you could expect Ruby on 220, which will be 220-2020, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then you could expect the EP, the corresponding EP, March 21st.
All right. Hey, man, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate it. Again, I am full of admiration for what you and your friends have done here in this community for the last 20 years.
Thank you for giving us a platform to speak and to share our creativity. KRCC has always just been such a great champion of everything that I've done and every project I've been a part of, and it's always a pleasure to come and hang out with you and talk to you. And
thanks,
forward to the next time.
How about we take it out with another song?
Cool. This is my song, Ruby.
Thank you.
That was KRCC's Jeff Beery speaking with Ineah Lujan about his latest solo venture. Ineah's Ruby single is scheduled for release February the 20th, and you can also look forward to an EP from him later this spring. Thanks for checking out another episode of AirCheck. We always welcome your support of AirCheck and all the other great programs on KRCC. You can take us with you on the go. Just subscribe to the AirCheck podcast wherever you get your podcast stuff. From 91.5 KRCC and AirCheck, I'm Vicki Gregor.
And I'm Jeff Beery.